In this episode, I interviewed Daniil Solokov, the CEO and co-founder at Incense.pro, and we spoke about a lot of things influencer marketing. We talked about building and vetting a network of 30,000 creators. We talked about what he thinks the future looks like for FTC regulations on AI and UGC content within influencer marketing, and also how he thinks about AI in general, the good and the bad. So let's dive right into this episode with Daniil. Let's start by setting the foundation for this conversation. Would love to learn a little bit more about you and let the audience know about you. So if you wouldn't mind just giving us the bullet points of kind of what your marketing career has been like and what you're focusing on now, that would be very helpful.
Absolutely. My name is Daniil. I am an immigrant founder living in New York City, the best city in the world, in my opinion. My career, not only as a marketer, but also in business development, has started in a startup company where I just joined the company as a business development manager and then got promoted to head of sales within 3 months. And recent graduate managing 30 years old people was quite experience, I would say. But then I joined the corporation and I was leading 30% of net revenue in the company called Kiwi. It's listed on NASDAQ. And pretty similar story. Got promoted really fast. Had to learn marketing from the scratch because my area of contribution was not only about the integrations with the different companies, but also about how to run cold marketing activities. And what I learned there is how to drive win-win situation for both sides. So it's not only when you giving a shout out about some marketing activity, but vice versa. So it's been great. And right now I'm building Incense, which is a creator commerce marketplace where we connect e-commerce brands, 7-8-9 figure with UGC creators and micro-influencers and helping marketeers to increase their revenue from ads.
How have you thought about for the marketplace, for the network that you're building at Incense, how have you thought about vetting and qualifying that many people? How many creators have come through and how do you think through vetting all of them?
Yeah, currently we have 30,000 vetted creators in our network out of a few 100,000 accounts in our system. But what does it mean vetted? Vetted is the ones, it's the one, those creators who actually install our app and pass on all moderation steps, meaning that they connected their social profiles like TikTok or Instagram. We are pulling the first party data directly from Meta and TikTok being a partner. And also they uploaded some branded content that they created before Incense. And in that case, it's a social proof and it's actually the proof that they're able to create some of the content. So in that case, we can accept them to our community. And actually, acceptance rate right now, it's around 55%. So we're saying no one of two candidates.
When you're looking at trends overall of what people are creating that is good, you're probably seeing a lot of examples of videos people have created for brands. What are the trends that you like right now in terms of, you know, video, whether it's TikTok or elsewhere?
I would say one of the most fascinating right now, it's not that traditional UGC, meaning that created with creators or influencers, but founder generated content. This is the most powerful thing because none of, but except the founder can speak about the values and the business itself and the product and sell it really great, right? And I think a lot of e-commerce founders, they never thought that, they're afraid of that, but actually speaking in the camera and explaining about your product is so, so great. So that's why we always encourage founders of e-commerce brand talk about their product and then repurpose that in ads. That's number one trend that I've been observed. This is the most powerful one. Then the second one is definitely working with creators on a constant basis. Yes, you need new faces, but at the same time, trying to sign up them as the ambassadors and then manage them in some system, right? This is really important because in that case, you can bring some constant flow, but also you can add new faces on a constant basis. So this is the system, new faces plus those that you found one of the most powerful ones. And the third one is not related only to the content, but It's whitelisted ads where you can whitelist influencer handles directly to your Facebook Ads Manager. So in that case, you can approach your audience differently. You would be surprised, but the content that have been produced by the same influencer, basically the same content, but you're running that from brand handle or from creator handle, it could be absolutely different results. And sometimes brand handle wins, sometimes creator handle wins. But the most powerful thing, that the hardest part is to create the content. So it's already created. Running the ads from different handles is the easy part. So sometimes people are missing that. So this is definitely trendy.
On the founder generated content side, is that something that you're doing right now for yourself and or not?
Doing my best. Not saying that I'm doing that in videos. This is something that I would consider to do more often, to be honest. Whether I'm participating in some podcasts and so on. In that case, we're repurposing the content. But I think explaining about features, explaining about what's going on in our team, this is require some time and I would need to invest there. But 100%, I'm investing a lot in my own brand, just to making sure that we're telling the story of Insense, how we're creating, why we're creating, what is the mission, what is the values, why we're different from competitors and so on.
Right. On the flip side of that question, when you're looking at trends, you've listed three big ones that you like. What are three trends, or not even three, but just a trend or two that is clearly bad, or maybe not even a trend, just mistakes that you see creators submitting videos and maybe could be a big reason why they get rejected from your network. What are those mistakes?
First of all, they're trying to use some fake content, meaning that they are not authentic. They never tried the content. They're saying same words in all videos. That what have been observed, it's all fake. This is something that we are not trying, not having on our platform, to be honest. At the same time, what we found that the content itself, it's about the quality of the sound, quality of the idea, and quality of delivery, right? So mixing all of this is really important. For that, we actually created our own Creator Academy, which is free for our network and little price for anyone else. Where we're trying to educate creators to become a better creators. So that's why it's not only rejection to our community, but the saying like, okay, right now you're not vetted for our network, but here's the Creator Academy. So try to reapply with us in the next couple of months.
I'd love to dive into the topic of FTC regulation, which is something I know very little about and we have not talked about on the show at all. So let's chat about that, specifically for influencer marketing is kind of the general topic here today. What are the key rules, the stipulations, the regulations that brands and creators really need to know right now about FTC regulation?
Good question. Regulation around influencer marketing has been all around for more than 10 years. So FTC trying to update their regulations around that every other year. But let's say that it's not something new to us. It's been 10 years ago. And that's why right now you can see that all of the influencers, they're using hashtag sponsored, hashtag ad, something that you can notify about that it's been sponsored. It's paid, right? This is really important. But what happened last summer when FTC updated on the regulations is that just adding hashtag sponsored or ad, it's not enough. Especially if you're running content in ads, especially whitelisted ads. So for whitelisting, it's clear that it's sponsored because it is ad, right? It says literally sponsored on Instagram and it's running as an ad. But they told us like, okay, that's not enough. What you need to do, you need to say about the brand and collabs from within the first second and what brand you're working with. So it shouldn't be kind of buried in the end of the video that, oh, and by the way, here's the brand that I love working with, and that's how I resolved my problem. No, it should be disclosed within the first second. And this is the completely game changer, because the old way of how we were doing whitelisting connections, and basically we were one of the company who actually invented the whole thing back in 2017, like whitelisting process, it's no longer compliant, because the connection between Facebook page and Instagram account, when you have the ability to run the ads from the Instagram accounts, it's no longer compliant. It's not saying with what brand you're working with. Either it should be integrated within the first second on preview of the video, or it should be used with the official platform capabilities. On Instagram, it's called partnership ads. So in that case, it says influencer handle with brand name and then sponsored. So this is the FTC compliant. And that's what we're trying to do our best, just to making sure that the entire market knows about that. We've been observed a few fines that's already coming along the way, like by FTC. So you don't want to play this game with the FTC 100%. And good news that major platforms, they're supporting all the regulations for obvious reasons. So Instagram, they have their own API for this. On TikTok, it's been Spark Ads forever, right? So we have both integrations on our platform, just to making sure that none of our clients will face any issues with that.
Yeah, it's kind of like a complicated topic, right? Because from the creator standpoint, you want to be compliant so that you don't hit with anything, but yeah, you still want to serve your audience in an interesting way. And so there are going to be a lot of creators that say, okay, well, if I have to do all this in my caption and the title and in the hook of the video or whatever, or the post, I have to say it very quickly. How do you think about maintaining that creativity and that interest quickly in the video while still remaining compliant?
This is the cool question. And I recently saw one of the posts from e-commerce leader in space on LinkedIn, I believe, or Twitter, saying that, oh, UGC is not longer UGC because it looks like ads, and UGC shouldn't be look like ad. Well, that's not true. People are not stupid, right? I mean, I'm also consumer. I'm not only marketeer, but I'm also consumer. I can definitely say that this was ad, and this is fine. Why ad is bad? Ad is not bad. Ad should help you. Ad should engage you. Ad should be entertainment for you. This is what we would expect on social platforms, right? In our feed, that it should be like engage me, but it should be clear that it is an ad. It's not a bad thing. So that's why where we're saying that it should be compliant 100%, but at the same time, creativity. That's why it's important, and moreover, like authentic feedback on my product. So creators can get the content, take their time. And that's what we actually urge all of the marketeers and clients, saying that give them some time to live with this product. And the best marketeers, they actually coming to creators and saying, you know what? Here's the beauty product. You need to spend at least 2 weeks to get the results from my product. So in 2 weeks, I'll circle back to you. No need to get in rush and fake it. That's it's my product is the best, and here's my script. So script is cool, but script should be only used for call to action and for the hooks, but the body should be authentic. And to achieve this authenticity, you need to spend some time with the product. And in that case, it's going to be real feedback. That's our approach. It's all about real feedback. So on, if you want to have a scripted fake content, hire one of these UGC agencies who is literally bring actors to their studio to film 20 products a day with the same face. People who never even heard about these products, they never ever apply on their skin or even drink this product, even in the studio. So go for it. But in that case, expect that people will see that this is the ad clearly, but at the same time, I don't trust that.
Yeah, but boils down to authenticity at the end of the day is really the only way to combat that, it seems. How do you think AI generated content comes into play here? We're starting to see more video AI coming through. There's automated personas or avatars that you can create entire videos without a real person now. And so there's a lot of that's probably coming down the pipeline if it's not there already. How do you think AI content is going to be impacted or impact FTC guidelines?
I think one of the first topic is fascinating that what we have seen by OpenAI, the recent developments. I was just, wow. I was expecting that it will be coming in 2 years, 3 years, right? But no, it's here. It's wow. At the same time, it's again coming back to our topic, say, about FTC regulations. It's already regulated. People thinking about, oh, let me hack this system, right? Because I don't need to pay to creators. I don't need to deal with that. So I can do my text to video prompt and here I go. So it's not compliant in a way. Okay. So what is the regulations right now saying about that? A couple of items. First of all, it should be fully disclosed that it's being generated by AI and this person doesn't exist from the first second of the video, which is automatically ruined the entire conversion. This is number one. Secondly, for certain verticals, and I don't remember all of them, but I do remember that all of them should be consumable. So it's a beauty products. It's something that like drink, like baths, food and bath, right? All of these topics are already prohibited from AI generated like UGC content. Because do you want to consume the content from the person who is saying, oh, I have acne on my skin and now it's not anymore the problem because of this product. And then you realize that this person doesn't exist because it's AI. You don't want. So it's already prohibited, right? So consumable products. But for the other products, it also should be disclosed from the first second, which is after basically ruin the entire conversion. And I know like some of the people in the market hacking the system. Okay, good luck. I would expect a lot of FTC fines. But what I believe how AI can help, it's by producing the content with the creators, but getting the different variations of this content generated by AI. So it's a real person. It's a real story. But 14 seconds, 13 seconds, 10 seconds, this hook, that hook. This is fascinating. Removing echo, removing some background, because when I filmed that, I never thought that. Or let's just try that. This is something can empower UGC, but not replacing that.
Awesome. One final question for you, and then I'll let you kind of you tell people where they can find you. If you look forward to the future 3 to 5 years from now, what's one thing that you think will be different in terms of FTC regulation and influencer marketing compared to now?
Oh my gosh, good question. I think a lot of rules going to be way more clear based on our experience, because Gen AI is still really new thing. People have no idea how to approach this thing. It's scary, but it's fascinating. So right now we as a human being, we're trying to learn how to approach that. So that's why it's going to be a clearer difference about the rules, what should be applicable, what it should not, because right now it's still not 100% clear. And that's number one. Secondly, I think it's going to be some of the system that will help us to identify what was impacted by Gen AI, what was not. Because right now it's, again, you have no idea whether it's a real Donald Trump or it's a fake one. So you have no idea. And the fifth one, the third one, I think it's going to be the alliance between marketers, creators, and AI. So we'll see how all of these items, they're going to be playing on the strength, not playing against each other.
Awesome. Would love to close out by giving you a chance to tell people where they can find you and what you're working on currently, and then we'll wrap it up.
Absolutely. I'm a founder of a company called Incense, as I mentioned. So trying to drop some nuggets every single day on my LinkedIn, or Twitter. It's easy to find me there. You can type in Daniel Incense or Daniel Salukov. That's my last name. So DanielSalukov. So yeah, and give me a follow, join my conversation, argue with me. Yeah, let's create content together.